Leland Vitter joins us, and so this is new developments, huh?
Very much so. It didn't seem as though we would end this Friday without more news. I think what's stunning is that there has been more media scrutiny, more publicity about this case than really any other crime case since OJ.
Huh.
And yet, there seems to be so little movement in terms of getting real definitive evidence to get us closer to bringing her home, right? So far, it's been two communiques allegedly from the kidnappers, or if we want to say this one's indeed authentic, it would be three. But again, we are sort of very long on speculation and very short on seeing the police get closer. The other thing that I think is going to come out in this, and that just today I'm watching Brian Enton, who's on the ground there for us in Tucson, the police came back and cordoned off a big part of the neighborhood around Nancy Guthrie's house and started searching the area again. The idea that that hasn't been closed off since she was missing in Sunday or on Sunday is wild. And even if they do find who did this and arrest them, which obviously we hope they do, I cannot imagine that the police work in the evidence gathering process is not going to come under an enormous amount of scrutiny.
I just find this so shocking. I mean, we have so much new technology, and I say this not being a police officer, so I really don't know, but I just find it shocking that they're not getting to the bottom of this, and it's going to be a week tomorrow, right? And the medication was supposed to be, it may prove fatal if she doesn't get it within 24 hours.
Well, correct. The dot, dot, dot to that would be that if someone really planned this crime well, right, which by all accounts, if it was some kind of kidnapping for ransom attempt, it seems as though they did, that they would have taken that into account.
Yeah.
So that is the different issue. The question really remains, where is she? And why have we not gotten any more information?
Can you even imagine your mother being taken against her will and being missing for a week? I can't even imagine this.
No, and I said that the past two nights on the show, that when you watch the tape of Savannah and then her brother asking the kidnappers to contact them, at least for me, there were chills that went up my spine. Because at some point in all of our lives, our parents get older and the roles flip, right? You start taking care of them.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea for them, for Savannah and her family, that they couldn't protect their mom.
I know.
It just, oh boy, your heart just absolutely breaks for them. The flip side is the only way, not the only way, but one of the best ways that this case gets resolved is that if there is more than one kidnapper, which conceivably for some kind of sophisticated operation that would be required, that the best way for this to end is for them to turn on each other and somebody to crack and somebody to turn somebody in. So that is an important point here.
That happens a lot, too.
I mean,
because I don't think they're very nice people. Kidnappers are not very nice people, and they get mad at each other.
Well, they're, at least according to the movies I've watched.
Yeah, I am so with you on that. All right, and also, are there some cracks in the grand old party wall? What's going on with that?
Well, right, which is today, this morning, the White House had posted a video with a racist end to it about Barack and Michelle Obama. You can talk about the video all you want or not. It doesn't matter. What was interesting was the number of Republicans, including the traditional Trump defenders, who came out and were very critical of Trump. And it shows a situation where as Trump gets increasingly unpopular based on his approval numbers, Republicans are more willing to break from him, which is what's happening. So you would have never had this a year ago. And the more Republicans that break from him, the more difficult it is going to be for Trump to continue to wield power over the Republican Party. So it's a circle. And that is a significant moment right now that is happening.
How will he win a third term? That's what I'd like to know.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Really? On a Friday?
Have a good weekend. Leland Vittert, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good one, Leland. We'll talk to you. I'm back on Monday, so I'll talk to you on Monday. And there will be a new Super Bowl winner. You can catch Leland on Balance tonight, 8 p.m. News Nation, Comcast 223, DirecTV 307, Dish 207.